I am all for women that decide to get plastic surgery. Plastic surgery allows you the rare opportunity to make your outer appearance resemble your inner appearance. Fake. Thank you.
That's right.
That's a very positive joke for women, unless, of course, you have fake boobs. Let's be honest, you're not bright enough to get that joke. How's that feel, whores?
Yeah?
Keep telling yourself you did it so your shirts would fit better. You did it because you're a whore. You forgot because you're stupid. You've been to a third world country? Not a tit job in the bunch. Yet they still find happiness. Oh, isn't that boring? We have shows like Extreme Makeovers. I don't want to develop a personality. Just cut my face. And stretch it and staple it. Now I'm happy. Or at least I look like it. Put me on Extreme Makeovers. I want a vagina under my arm. Ugh, I don't know if they can do it, but that's extreme. I signed the waiver. Let's go, Doc. Drill. That'll be on during sweeps in May. My friends will be like, you look different. I'll be like, it's a vagina. That's extreme. Are you ticklish, huh? Are you? Stop it, Kobe. That's mine. I know. Did you see what I did there? We were going down ha-ha lane. I took a right on topical. And I appreciate you laughing at that. I'm not mocking rape. Rape is horrible. No means no. It's a completely different story. We're all adults here. If no meant no, every man alive would die a virgin. No doesn't mean no. No means work on the neck, the nipples, try back in 5 minutes. Let's be honest. I'm not saying a father should give his son that version of the birds and the bees. Listen, she's going to block your hand 3 to 4 times at least. I didn't raise you to be a quitter, did I? Come on now. Get back out there. She wouldn't dress like that if she didn't want to get fingered. I know. That's bad. That's bad. Do you see how I distance myself from material that's considered too edgy for the early show? Shouldn't talk like that. What do you think of these faggots getting married? I can say that I'm black. Now that's a social experiment. Figure out why that second statement softens the first one. But that's how I know my job's pure. I still talk like that. Try it at your job. Just walk in and be like, hey, what do you think of these faggots getting married? I can say that I'm black. I'm fired? No, I'll see you later. It's a joke. I'm very pro-gay marriage. Just the idea of having a man around the house. Finally, I get some stuff done. Let's go. We got chores this weekend. That fence ain't gonna whitewash itself. I'm dating Huck Finn in this joke. He's a Gemini. We're compatible.
I don't know that song. Hey, fags, for dropping in.
What we have is a rapist.
No.
No. Well, I need to listen to the song.
He coming in your window. He snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husbands, because he raping everybody.
Who'd you say did that song?
What?
Who did that song?
You don't gotta confess. We'll find you. We'll find you.
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches. So Jesse's not here this week. The last couple of weeks he's been like I think he's quitting. I think Jesse's...
Why does he want to quit?
Well, it's weird because Jesse was always the biggest cheerleader of them all. He's like, you know, I don't know what the deal is. I have a lot of fun doing this, man. You know, I don't know why nobody wants to come on
hang out. You know, this is a lot of fun. The last couple of weeks, he's been like, man, I don't feel like it. I think that what happened was, like, one of his faggot college buddies or something, like, told him it wasn't cool or something, and so now he's all, you know, wah-wah about it.
That's sad.
I know. I asked him yesterday if he wanted to come. You know, I set it up with you guys when we can all make it. And he said, yeah, I'll make it. And then, you know, noon today, he said, yeah, I got my fantasy football draft. I can't do it today. It's like, oh, okay. And then, like, 2 hours later, he says, hey, you want to go get dinner? My fantasy football draft is until 8. It's like, you mean like after the podcast? He goes, no, I don't feel like doing the podcast. Let's just go to dinner. It's like, well, fuck you, man.
Damn.
And I mean, you know, I think that it goes smoother, and I enjoy Jesse being here, but, you know, I don't pay him, I guess.
Yeah, he can do whatever he wants. He's a grown-ass man.
He's a grown-ass man. But, yeah, I mean, I enjoy him being here, but if he doesn't want to be here, I'm not going to, you know, force it.
We can berate him, though.
Yeah.
And talk about
him. Yeah, one of his faggot buddies was probably like, man, that's lame that you do the podcast. And he's like, oh, I don't want anybody to think I'm lame.
Ooh. Oh, no.
Oh, no. They might not think I'm cool if I don't come do the podcast with, you know, Fatty and Fattier.
I remember when I, you know, used to take into consideration other people's opinions, but then my testicles dropped. And I realized that's something for homosexuals to do when they're buying purses and leather chaps.
So we went and had had dinner with him and his girlfriend and Chris Dick, and me and Jesse and Chris got, me, Jesse, Chris, and Sarah got 2 large pizzas, and Napier got 1 large pizza.
You got family size. I got a large.
Oh, yours was smaller than ours?
Yours was huge.
I thought they were all the same size, because, man, you put a number on that bitch, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I ate so many jalapenos, my butt's going to hate me.
Yeah, I bet.
It's going to scream. It's like, no, Daddy! No, Daddy, not the jalapenos! Not in my mouth!
There was a lot of jalapenos on that. More jalapenos than any one person should ever eat, ever.
Yeah, but if I didn't have the jalapenos on there, it tasted like undone shit. Like, the only thing that made that pizza edible was the jalapenos.
Yeah.
And that's something Fortell's had nothing to do with, was the making and cooking of these jalapenos.
Well, they're not that great. They're okay.
They taste like
but
ass.
There's a lot better pizza places in the world. And you know what? I mean, I'll eat it. It's okay, but I don't know. Now, that whole stretch of Olive is just full of, like substandard restaurants that, like, people go to.
Not
like,
people, fucking douchebags.
Well, like,
it's a douchebag corner of St. Louis.
Well, it is. It's kind of like all up and down that way. It's like people that, like, wear their shirts with the collars, like, up. And just, like, trendy bullshit that isn't good.
Exactly. It's like, it's all overhyped horse shit, and these douchebags and twats just fill that area with money.
Douchebags and twats. I think that we should give up the podcast and work on our Broadway musical. The Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks on Broadway.
Yeah, it'll be basically a show where we give a bunch of people AIDS.
And then the pterodactyls had rape for dinner. Rape for dinner. That probably wouldn't go very well, would it? Do you think that
maybe
people would? I mean, people go see some shitty Broadway musicals. I bet they'd go see our Broadway musical.
You just get a bunch of critics to say it's awesome, and they're like, oh, guys, you don't understand the message that they're trying to say with the, you know, giving people.
So
AIDS.
Like the like super profanity and stuff would all be like a message for something deeper, and they would read more into it than we actually put into it.
Exactly.
But you know, as long as one of us would have to wear a cape, I think,
and a mask,
like half a mask.
Yeah, half a mask.
We just described the Phantom of the Opera. One of us is going to be...
No, the Phantom of the Opera doesn't run around, like, fucking strangers with his diseased dick. But that's what's going to happen in ours.
Yeah.
But he's not going to be a phantom. He's just going to be this dude in like a fucking codpiece and a cape, who just runs around dicking people just randomly. Like, you're sitting at the bus stop waiting for a bus like nobody fucking does anymore, and then all of a sudden this dude in a cape and a codpiece comes up and sticks his penis like right in your mouth and ejaculates, and like, oh, you got AIDS now. That's your Friday.
Sorry about that. Sorry about the AIDS, you know.
Shouldn't have been waiting by the bus. Should have bought a car, faggot.
Oh, boy.
Or he, like, runs into somebody who's, like, driving one of those fucking smart cars,
pulls him out. That's the plot. Should there be, like, some kind of subplot, or is that it? It's going to be the rapist giving people AIDS.
Yeah, just the random musical. People I don't like.
Are we going to call it the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks? Or are we going to... Is it be like Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks presents...
AIDS Fest.
AIDS Fest.
Yeah. But instead of like a bunch of people like getting together to raise money for AIDS, it's just this dude running around giving people AIDS.
I have so many AIDS to give.
Ah! Oh, my vagina! No, you put AIDS in it!
You have to sing it. It's a musical.
No, you're the singing voice, and I'm like the person getting raped.
I'm going to rape you with my diseased cock.
No, don't put that in my mouth. It's got AIDS in it.
Here I come with my AIDS dick.
Fuck you, motherfucker. I got gonorrhea. I'll give it back to you.
And like a bunch of ballet dancers come out dressed as AIDS.
Yeah, just like little AIDS viruses. And then they come, and then they, like, all, like, belly flop on the one fat bitch getting raped. And then the Phantom jumps up and appears and starts flying on those fucking steel rods.
They all join hands and, like, circle the guy while they are singing. And then, like, they jump on him, and then a poof of smoke. And then it'll be one swan.
Does the swan have AIDS? Or
yeah,
is it like,
I assume, yeah. I mean,
we don't have to explain it. I mean, we're not fucking their mommy and daddies.
Did we just describe Rent?
Yeah.
So we just totally stole the idea from Rent.
Well, Rent isn't just about giving people AIDS.
Isn't it?
No, it's not just about AIDS. I mean, there
what
is
else
AIDS
is it about? I've never seen Rent.
All I know about it is it has AIDS in it.
Yeah, everybody has AIDS.
Yeah. I don't think everybody has God. AIDS. Like, not everybody has AIDS, but... enough people have AIDS that it's about AIDS. Like that one Queen Latifah movie where she had AIDS and she was fat and she was a fat black woman who was a mom with AIDS.
We need the AIDS need to calm down for a minute.
Yeah.
So Queen Latifah had AIDS?
Yeah, she was in this movie. She was this mom with AIDS.
Did she have the kids while she had AIDS?
No, I think she like had kids and then got AIDS.
Oh.
So she's got kids and AIDS.
Fucking bummer, dude. So the kids didn't have AIDS.
I don't... They didn't say they did, but unless she was fucking them, I don't think they'd get them.
I guess she wouldn't, yeah. Mm. Huh. I don't think anybody would go see our musical.
I think enough people would. Like, how many people watch that Plan 9 thing?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Plan 9 from Outer Space, that one?
Oh, yeah, but they watched it because it was bad. So that would be our goal.
Yeah, that'd be our premise.
Purposely bad musical?
Yeah.
I'm coming to rape you.
This should be playing in the library scene where Rapasaurus, whatever his name is,
what
just
are we
going to
call
in.
Him?
Hmm?
Is there a name that, like, rhymes with rape?
Rape Ape?
No, not Rape Ape. Like a guy's name. That would be so awesome. Like
Rape Dave?
I mean, like, you know, Chris has always said that, you know, when I start my own business, I should open, like, Mike's Bikes. Like, it would be perfect if there was, like, a guy's name that rhymed with rape. Or even better, rapist.
So if I ever found a place named Mike's Bikes, I'd fucking want to firebomb it.
Yeah. Okay. Musical over. You'd firebomb Mike's Bikes?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Fuck them. They're trying to be cute. They're trying to be a business. It was going to fail anyway. Yeah. At least now they have an insurance claim they can use. And if they didn't, they were too fucking stupid to get insurance. on their shitty little fucking bike store. They had enough goddamn time to come up with Mike's Bikes, but they didn't have enough fucking time to buy fire insurance. Fuck them. They deserve it.
Laura made me go see Eat, Pray, Love.
Seriously?
Oh my God. I don't know how this keeps happening to me. Like, for a while, she was going and seeing movies, like, with her sister, and, like, then I'd go see movies with her boyfriend. Like, we would go have, like, a double date, but we would go see separate movies.
Yeah.
And that was awesome. That was working out great, because then I didn't have to go see those movies.
Yeah.
But, like, now that doesn't happen anymore. I don't think that Laura's sister's boyfriend likes me. Because, you know, I'm...
Well, you didn't have to sit next to him and share his fucking popcorn.
Well, yeah, but we went and saw movies together, but now we don't. But anyway, so there's a movie that she wants to see, I mean, I fall on the grenade and go. And we went and saw Eat, Pray, Love, which, by the way, is fucking retarded. I can tolerate some of those movies. I don't like them. I generally hate them. But, like, when we leave, I'm like... Okay, it's what I expected. But this one was fucking retarded.
Did she make you go see Sex and the City too?
No,
where
no.
Some over 40 broads went around Europe getting dick?
You know what? Here's the thing about that. The brunette is kind of good looking. On Sex and the City.
Yeah.
Sarah Jessica Parker looks like a horse. She's not attractive at all. The redhead, okay, take her a little bit. She's kind of a bitch, whatever. But that blonde, like the old blonde that puts on that fake, like, accent, like the, like, you know what I'm talking about, right? I just want to fucking punch her, like, in every way you can punch someone.
Do you think if you walked up to her one day, like, she was, like, in the street trying to buy dog food?
I would have to punch her. I would have to.
Why don't you just...
I couldn't control myself. I'd have to punch her in the face.
Well, if you punch her in the face, that's one thing. And then that one thing never happens again because you can't constantly punch her in the face. This is what you do.
I would never stop punching her in the face.
Eventually, somebody would make you.
No. I would not. I would not. Like, some kind of, like, Hulk mega gamma ray shit would happen where I would have to continuously punch her in the face forever. And, like... I don't condone hitting girls. I don't hit girls. Yeah. People who hit girls, fuck them. But that chick on that show, she deserves to be punched in the face, like, consistently forever.
Well, if that was me, I'd just walk up to her and say, hey, I'm going to put my evil inside of you. Just stare at her for a little bit.
And do you think that she would feel it entering her?
Yeah, a little.
A little bit?
Yeah. And then she'd have to go pee. She would have an excitement wee.
It's that voice is what it is. It's just, la 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 la, like, oh.
Well, I'm sure it's an
act. And that's how every line is read. It's like, I got those shoes at JCPenney's.
But she's an actress. That's what she's doing.
But she's awful. I hate her so much. And we're sitting around talking about Sex and the City. We're two grown heterosexual males sitting around talking about Sex and the City.
Just
anyway,
to let you know.
Eat, Pray, Love, which is equally as gay, but I'm going to get it anyway.
Yep.
This woman... This is the outline of the movie. She decides she wants to get a divorce. So she realizes that she's always, like, you know, been with men and, like, adapted to them, and she wants to find herself.
Yeah.
So she travels the world to ask other people what she should do to find herself.
That's a really fucking stupid premise.
Yeah. And eventually... meets a dude, falls in love, whole thing was for nothing. She doesn't find herself. She finds some other dude. The end. Which is, a really, like, a sad story, if you think about it. I mean, like, it's meant to have a happy ending, but it just kind of made me sad. I was like, that bitch didn't learn anything.
Nope.
She just hooked up with some Italian guy. The end.
That's kind of gay.
Yeah, it's really gay.
So, how...
She didn't find herself at all. She found another dude to fuck and move out there with him and uproot her life. So she's actually worse off than she was before. Because when she was at home with her shitty husband, at least she had her friends. But now she has this dude.
You know what she could have done? She could have saved, like, the entire, like, most of the movie, just gone into the bathroom, huffed some spray paint, passed out, hit her head, and died.
Yeah.
And then the movie would have been better.
Ding.
Ding. Leveled.
Leveled. And Julia Roberts, she's kind of losing it, too. She used to be kind of hot, and not so much. I guess she's old now, but I think she did something weird with her lips. Her lips look weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
Huh. You don't think it, do you think people would go see our musical?
I would hope they would go see it.
I have a lot of high hopes for this. I think that it's going to be big.
Well, are we talking about, like, something we wrote, like, in a weekend and, like, went to a Salvation
Army?
No,
we're going to invest our all in this musical.
All of my $75?
Yes, yes. We're going to take all of our $75s.
Yep.
And we are going to make a musical about
rape.
Gabe the Rapist.
Gabe? No, Dave. Rape Dave.
Dave. Rape, rape Dave. Dave?
Rape Dave.
I like Rape Dave!
It's Rape Dave.
I'm Rape Dave.
And on his cape, in like, the cape is black. But
Dave
in, but in bold
has a
letters,
rape cape?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah!
In
Dave has rape
letter,
cape.
Letters, it says rape on there. And he's not Rape Dave. He's not Rape Dave.
With a big R belt buckle?
No, just a cod piece with an R. Like, that's where his dick goes. He unzips it, and out of the rape cod piece comes his rape dick. And he's not Rape Dave unless he puts on his cape and his cod piece. So once he puts that
what
on...
Is he the rest of the time? He's just Dave?
Yeah, he's just Dave. The
Dave by day, Rape Dave by night?
Yeah, he's just this dude. He probably...
And he puts on his Rape Dave cape?
Yeah, and, like, he has a normal life. Like, let's say he works for AT&T, and he, like, fixes telephone lines. But at night, when he's done working on people's telephone lines, he puts on his cape and goes gives people AIDS.
Does he, like, do work... Like, during the day, like, you know, scope out people, like, up on his telephone tower, like, you know, look in people's windows and find good rape candidates?
Oh, no.
Or does he do no rape work?
No, nothing during all, like, it's that Silence of the Lambs dude where he's cutting women's skin off, like...
Yeah.
Like, during the day, he's a normal dude
he, you
with
know,
a job.
He goes
on
a quick
sudden,
trip every morning.
Yeah.
They know him by name.
Coffee.
They're like, you know, hey, Dave, the AT&T guy, you know, you got your coffee, cool. Huh? You get the same coffee every day. Oh, you got your lottery tickets. Don't forget your lottery tickets.
I'll remember and your delicious hot dogs.
And then by night?
And then he just rape. Comes home. It hits, you know, he's got, like, a timer on his, like, fucking stove. And
it goes
like,
off, it goes, and he's like, oh, time for raping.
No, it's like, ding, 8:30, like, oh, all right, it's cape time.
Yep.
Time to put on the cape and the codpiece and go give some women AIDS.
Does he wear, like, the little, like, Robin mask? Like, you know, that you can still completely see his face?
No, he's got that black person thing where they, that do-rag, like, over the head.
What's so that? It doesn't cover his face at all.
No,
like
no,
the
no,
wave
no.
cap?
Yeah, the wave, he's got, like, a wave cap and a fake mustache.
Is it like a really cheesy fake mustache, like obviously fake?
Or oh, yeah,
does
obviously.
It look like a mustache?
No, it looks fake. Like they want him to know that he didn't even try to hide his face when he was raping him.
Yeah.
And giving him AIDS.
Does he like wear like glasses or anything? Or?
No, just a fake mustache and a skull cap.
Huh.
That's it.
Rape Dave the Musical.
Yeah, Rape Dave. Adventures in AIDS Land. This food's for you, whatever the fuck. And Dave breaks out into song, like, he's going in to like, work on the telephone lines, and he's so happy. He's got his little fucking belt with his tools and shit that he never fucking uses. He's just out there, like, working on the lines, like, oh, happy day!
It's
happy.
A beautiful day to go to work!
He's like in there, and like all the Quick Trip people are so nice and friendly, and like the homeless dude's out back taking a shit, and like, hey,
hello, homeless guy, I have my 17 cents change for you.
And just for fun, we'll name him Eric.
Eric the homeless guy.
The homeless guy who takes a shit out of Quick Trip.
You know, Eric, you could go in and use the public restroom. Nah, I can't. They told me I can't go in there no more if I ain't gonna buy nothing.
And the boss lady said she can smell my dick.
I'm going to go fix the telephone lines.
I can't actually think of anything for Dave. I can't actually think of anything cheery.
We need some dark, ominous music for, you know, the transformation.
Ding, 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 ding. No, we need epic music for the transformation.
I'm for rape.
You know what it is? For his transformation into Rape Dave, It's like one of those fucking Dragon Force solos.
Yeah, and there's going to be like strobe lights going off.
And a fucking and fog like machine.
A lot of fake thunder.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's trying, like, we can't name it like AIDS Adventures because then they're going to like, oh, well, now I know the plot.
Yeah. But it's like it's going to be a surprise?
Yeah, like he's turning into a superhero.
Like a second act surprise, like the whole time he's had AIDS and he's given everybody AIDS.
Well, no, like,
oh, man, everybody has AIDS now.
Well, like, for the first part of it, like, not like the first half, but, you know, like in the first couple minutes. It's like this dude, he goes to people's houses, and he's having fun at work. And
he releases doves, like when he comes on stage.
Yeah, you can do that. And you just meet all these fun, crazy characters, and they're all singing.
They're like all kinds of happy stuff going on. Everybody's wearing poodle skirts.
Yeah, like 1950s outfits.
Yeah!
And they're all smiling and doing shit, like saying, oh, thanks, Dave. Thanks for all my delicious DSL.
And then all of a sudden, the Dragon Force solo comes in.
And then it looks like he's about to turn into a superhero and, like, start fighting crime. But instead of fighting crime, he's raping women and giving them AIDS.
Because he's Rape Dave.
Yeah, because he's Rape Dave. They're not even particularly evil women. They're just like chicks, like, in his apartment building. He gets to walk by him every day, like, when he's going to work, smiling all happy.
But they don't know he's him, because he's wearing the mustache.
No, they know it's him.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they
but
know.
But they
yeah,
can't they, prove it.
Yeah, no, the entire time they know it's him.
But then, like, they wouldn't be so happy, you know, when it's time for regular Dave.
Yeah, but eventually Dave goes and rapes the entire cast. Like,
also, eventually everybody's getting raped.
Eventually everybody gets AIDS, and Dave gets, you know, his dick in him. And, like, towards the end of it, they're all like, dude, what the fuck? And he's like, oh, hey, everybody, didn't know it was you.
I was in character.
Yeah, sorry. I was donning my superhero outfit, and well, I'll be damned if there wasn't some collateral damage.
Well, now that everybody has AIDS, I guess I can get to work, start helping people.
Yep. Man, I'm sorry about all those T-cell drugs you got to buy. But, you know, that's just life. Sometimes you're, you know, serving me hot dogs and one of those rotary things. And sometimes I'm out back pounding your snood full of AIDS. Dang!
Snood?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm familiar with the word snood. Is that a Napierism?
It can be.
Snood. Well, define snood for me.
It's like a snatch. Only hairier.
Oh. So a snood is a hairy, hairy snatch.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is now.
Oh, yeah!
Rape Dave!
Rape Dave! Transform!
Power up!
Full evil boner goddamn masochist fast!
And that's the music you hear when he's pounding the shit out of him like a jackrabbit on steroids. Just going to town on assholes and vaginas.
Oh, that's the music that's playing during the rapes?
No, he puts the cape on and then he rapes.
Yeah, but he puts the cape on, like, but then that goes away because then he has to go stalk. Or does he just go on, like, a mad rape terror?
No, he just
runs down the street and
rapes and football tackles women, like, in the street and just fucks them.
He like, just, like, he, like, runs out like the ultimate warrior. Dun, 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 and, like, starts shaking, like, parking meters and, like, ooh, time to rape!
Then kicking in car doors and, like, punching trash cans and shit. And then just finds a woman, like, a fucking linebacker, tackles them to the ground, and then proceeds to fuck them while they're passed out and injured.
But you gotta have, like, that close-up scene, like, you know, in the Thriller video,
yeah,
like, when he tells her he's not like other boys and tells her to go away.
Yeah.
And, like, that scene where, like, he looks up and, like, he's crazy and, like, he growls, raw, you know what I'm talking about? And then she screams and runs away.
Yep.
You gotta have that, like, 50
like he's,
times.
He's, like, having
like, once
dinner.
He's done raping, like, she thinks that, you know, there's just two people, like, you know, cuddling on the ground and stuff. And then, like, he looks up, raw, and chases down another one.
Well, how about this? How about he's in the Quick Trip and, the, like, the manager lady bitch?
Yeah.
That's, like, his a girl he's trying to date. So he's, like, stopping off at work, like, he, you know, worked a really long shift. And then he's like about to get his delicious sandwich or whatever he's getting, and 8:30, and I'm like, oh, fuck. And then he's got to go out to his car, get his sack that he keeps his rape stuff in. He goes into the bathroom,
and
changes into Rape Dave. Dragon Force comes on, and he, like, fucking just fucking Superman's over the goddamn little counter thing that they stand behind.
But they have to have, like, a big character build-up. Like, they have to let you know that this has been going on for a while. Like, you know, she's like, oh, well, I just look at you as a friend, Dave. And, you know, he's like, oh. You know, like, you know, because he's like a regular, you know, quiet guy.
No, that's at the start, though. That's not when he
puts himself out there. He lets Quick Trip Lady know that he's interested and ask her if she wants to go see a movie. And she's like, oh, no, Dave, you know, I just see you as a friend.
Yeah.
It's like, oh.
And then, like, a little while later, a couple scenes later, a couple rapes later, whatever.
Yeah.
He's like, just, you know, getting his hot dog. And he's like, oh.
8:30, ding.
Hey, Cassandra, how's your twat doing? He's like, oh, it's a jiggling. And she's,
yeah.
And then, like, you know, ding, 8:30. He's like, 8:30, like, guess
he's
time.
Got one of those digital watches.
Yeah.
And, like, it goes beep, 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 beep. He's like, I got to use the restroom.
Yeah. He takes off his shit, puts on his cape, and then starts raping the fuck out of her. And then at the end, like,
hold on. Give me just a second.
Excuse me.
Okay, at the end.
Okay. No, that's not at the end.
Oh, no?
Okay, at the end, he's raped every one of the main characters and supporting staff.
Yeah.
They go, the cops have him surrounded in his little apartment. They're telling him to come out, and it hits 8:30. Dave goes into rape Dave mode.
And he just goes out there and rapes all the cops?
No, he doesn't. He goes out of the front of his apartment building, and all of a sudden, Kodachrome comes on. And he just gets fucking pumped full of shotgun shells, and bullets just destroy the set. And Kodachrome is playing, and he has to, like, do, like, either, like, it's supposed to be in slow motion, but it's a play, so he's got, like, faking, like, the shit's flying everywhere, and Kodachrome is just playing along to the beat.
Dave, we have you surrounded! Come out with your hands up! All right, goddammit! Let's do this!
Beep, 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 beep.
Rape Dave! Rah! Bang!
And it's obvious. It's like that fucking scene from RoboCop where they're just fucking wasting him.
Like, they shoot him, like, 50 times.
Yeah.
And, like, he goes down and, like, you know, somebody, like, hold your fire! Like, everybody's out of bullets anyway. Then, like, Rape Dave, like, makes one last stand. Like he puts his hands down and he pushes himself up a little bit, and somebody shoots him in the face at the end.
No, even better. Just for this, he has to be completely covered in those blood packs.
Yeah.
That just explode everywhere, and, like, 5 gallons of shit just runs out of him, and he does that shit where he drops to his knees and then falls backwards, and his dick high, mighty and defiant of the man, sticking straight up.
Oh, so that'll be... He'll have a huge boner?
Yeah, he'll have a huge fucking boner, and then right before, like, you know, the curtains fall and it's over, a dude shoots it, and the tip of it explodes.
But then they have to have, like, a real corny, like, Jerry Orbach type, like, thing after that, like, you know...
Like they do, like, a chorus line where they're, like, fucking, like, doing the can-can dance or some shit.
No. I'm saying, like, you know, like, the cop, like, when he shoots the boner, he has to have a real corny line, like, you know, that'll be the last, you know, boner he ever sees, or...
Or he just walks up to it with, like, a 12-gauge, shoots it in the head, like, oh, I guess he lost his head on that one.
I like it. See, it's sounding more like a movie than a musical, though. I mean, like, that seems movie-esque, doesn't it?
Well, yeah.
I mean, like, what we're describing doesn't... I don't think it lends itself very well to, like, the stage. I think that that's a movie.
Should we just make it a movie?
We should make Rape Dave the movie?
No, first, okay, what we do is, first out, we make Rape Dave the interactive comic book. And then we make Rape Dave the movie. And then after, you know, a few years of this...
Rape Dave action figures, definitely.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Well,
of course.
But then, after, like, the movie's released, and it becomes one of those cult classics like Evil Dead or some shit, then it goes over to a musical like that fucking Spider-Man thing.
That you too did the music for.
Yeah.
See, that's it. We get the cult following so that we don't even have to come up with the music.
Yeah.
Speaking of music, did you hear the song I made about you?
What song?
I made a song about you.
I didn't hear it.
I put it up a couple days ago. I didn't tell you about it, but it's funny.
You'll have to listen to it
sometime, yeah. It was chronicling your voice infection.
Yeah.
How's that doing, by the way? You feeling better?
I'm getting a little hoarse tonight, but like at work I'm fine.
You're doing okay?
Yeah, I think it was an allergy. I think I had an allergic reaction to something.
I gotta pee.
I gotta poop. Can't all both share the same pot.
Yeah. Do you want to take a break? So I can pee?
Mike Stad answers questions?
We could do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do that.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Titties.
Rape Dave.
And now Mike's dad answers random questions on Yahoo Answers. How can I show my husband that I tried to get an abortion for Christmas? All the doctors are closed that day, but all he wants is for me to abortion our baby. He doesn't want a family yet, and I love him, so I'm going to do it. How can I prove I tried to get an abortion? Phone records, post-it notes, please help.
Get rid of the husband, keep the kid. Your husband's an idiot.
And this has been Mike's Dad Answers Random Questions on Yahoo Answers.
So yeah, back to the whole movie thing. I watched the trailer for it's been in like just about every movie I've gone and seen in the last month. That Morning Glory with Harrison Ford and whoever the popular chick that's in all the movies now, and Diane Keaton. Basically, what I'm getting at is trailers now, like, completely give away, like, the whole movie. Like, from the... It's pretty much... They don't tell you too much about the beginning, but it's the entire middle and end is just fucking ruined.
Well, no, this is... Yeah, this is what I learned from the trailer. Now, this movie doesn't come out for a couple of months. This is the trailer, and they put it like in chronological order.
Yep.
This chick gets a job.
Yep.
It's the chick from fucking Mean Girls, the main cunt.
Yeah.
It's her. You know, she's in like everything now. But okay, so she gets a job working for a morning radio or a morning TV show.
Yep.
She decides that she wants to get a serious newsman that, like, is out of work, and she goes and gets Harrison Ford. He's a pain in the ass. She falls for some nameless, pointless other guy.
Yep.
Harrison Ford's a pain in the ass to work with. The show's miserable. Then she gets him to lighten up. They have fun. They have success. The end. The trailer is in chronological order, to the point where, like, after you watch the trailer, I was on this rant the other day with Chris Dick, and Chris Dick says, "Hey, remember that time we watched Morning Glory?" Because I showed him the trailer. You learn everything about the movie. There's nothing. I've seen that movie now. There's nothing else I need to know about that story. I know it. It's done. We know how it ends.
You know what's funny?
I mean, like, okay, here's the other thing. That movie Stepfather, did you see it?
No.
Don't. It sucks. But anyway, it has the guy from Nip Tuck in it. Yep. The trailer gives away... Like, the whole build-up for the first hour of the movie is this guy that married my mom a crazy killer guy?
But the
trailer...
The movie said... Yeah.
The whole trailer is the scary parts of this guy trying to kill them. So the movie's pointless. The first hour of the movie, you're like, I already fucking know the guy kills the people!
Yeah, that was the trailer. So, if I've seen the trailer, I have
essentially seen the movie.
Yeah, I just didn't waste, you know, an hour to do it. I could do it, like,
yeah,
you know, on my computer.
So, like, why would you give that away in the trailer? I mean, is there a way that you could build suspense and make people be interested in the movie without giving the whole fucking thing away?
Well, yeah, look at the trailer for, what is that, The Other Guys?
Yeah.
The Rock and fucking Samuel L. Jackson. Like, half the trailer is them,
yeah,
and then the other half is Will Ferrell and Marky Mark.
Yeah.
And, Samuel L. Jackson and The Rock, they're in that movie for, like,
three minutes
at most.
Yeah.
And then they're dead.
Yeah.
You have no idea what the fuck's going on.
And, like, they completely, like, that whole thing with, like, how they died, mm-hmm, was retarded.
It was awesome.
Like, yeah, but not,
I thought, like, it was funny.
Well, no, it was funny, but, like, what it was like, okay, well, we only got them for one day. How are we going to kill them off? You know, it was like they put no preparation into, like, you know, how they did that at all. It was like they're just retarded.
Yeah, but it was funny.
It was funny. It was
a Will Ferrell movie. What did you expect?
Yeah, I know.
Were you going for in-depth realism?
You think Rape Dave could be played by Will Ferrell? You think?
The fuck?
I don't know. There's something going on outside. Maybe somebody's coming to murder me.
Yeah, maybe. Sorry.
A crazy lady one of my customers called my office today to ask the girl working in my office if I'll be at home tonight.
Yeah.
Which is a really creepy thing to ask because, I mean, like, we're not friends. We don't hang out. So she just said, hey, will Mike be home tonight? It's like, why do you want to know that? Yeah, so maybe they are coming to murder me. Are you packing?
No, not today.
Ah, fuck. Well, we'll just have to, you know, throw stuff at her.
That makes you want to go get my CCW.
Yeah. Oh. So, yeah, essentially, I saw Morning Glory in 3 minutes.
Was it worth it?
No, it was the worst 3 minutes of my life.
You know it's an awesome 3 minutes?
What?
Watching CeeLo's green fuck you.
Yeah, you put that up. It was very un-Napier. You put up, like, a Facebook post, and you said, I love this song. I was like, I've never heard Napier say he loved anything. That's weird.
I said, I love this fucking song. Should have put, I fucking love this fucking song. Because it was fuck you. I'm like, haha.
Yeah. No, that song's probably... It seems like it's getting talked about a lot. So, it must... You were going to talk about Disturbed, weren't you?
Yeah, Disturbed fucking pissed me off. I've been a Disturbed fan since their first goddamn album.
Which says something about you.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm dumb as shit, but...
That's not good music, maybe.
Okay, so they release a few albums.
Disturbed,
one of them wasn't
Disturbed
very
is
good.
The Godsmack of the 2000s.
Yeah.
Like, they keep releasing the same album over and over again, and we're not supposed to notice. But it's essentially the same thing. You're like, I'm gonna murder my brain! You know, it's like, it's like, you know, very cliche, shitty, awful music. But anyway, you like it. Go ahead.
I like it.
Yeah.
The point is, it's fun to listen to, but this new CD, they released this single. The single's okay. I like the single.
Sounds kind of Disturbed-esque.
Yeah, sounds like
all their
other songs.
Yeah,
sounds like, you know, most of their other songs.
Yeah,
and I like most of their other songs, so I like the song.
Yeah,
but that's not the album. That song is like one other. There's like one other song that sounds like that song. The entire rest of the album is completely unlistenable. It is complete shit. Nickelback could have put out a better fucking album with that one dude. Who was that one dude? He did the song Take Me Higher.
Take Me Higher.
Yeah,
are you talking about the one with the saliva guy that they did for the Spider-Man soundtrack?
No, not the saliva dude. What's his name?
Take Me Higher. What the fuck are you talking about?
It was on that Titan AE soundtrack and...
Titan AE? What the fuck is that?
They show it on HBO all the goddamn time. It was like this little, like, cartoon movie.
Okay.
Back in the 90s.
Nickelback is coherent. Their music's just cheesy and...
Yeah, it's just, you know, shit music, but...
Yeah, I mean, they can play their instruments, sure, and they can, you know, make songs, but it's not good.
Yeah, on this new Disturbed CD, though, it's not even listenable.
It sounds like five guys are like playing different songs, and then they just mashed it all together.
A couple of the songs, yeah, it sounds like there was no direction. Like, okay, you play this, and I'll play this, and then he'll play whatever the fuck he wants, so we can get this done on Sunday.
That's kind of how Metallica's Saint Anger album is. Like, they were trying to do something different, and like in turn, it just sounded like shit.
Yeah,
I mean, like, Lars was trying to, like, reinvent how to play the drums, and it was like, that doesn't sound like it belongs in the song. It just sounds stupid in that you can't play drums.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, you know, and I'm sure they were trying for something. I'm sure they know more about music than me.
Well, I don't... Look, but Metallica is overhyped.
Metallica's had some great albums.
Metallica had, like, one good
fucking
album.
Metallica's probably had five solid albums. But is Metallica overhyped? Probably.
I don't know. I vaguely enjoyed one.
Yeah, and you know what? Honestly, I much prefer their like stuff in the 90s, like you know, the Black Album and the Load and Reload, as opposed to like their older speed metal stuff. And I know that that's not a popular opinion, but I mean, like, that Saint Anger, and it was a poor attempt at trying something. And you know what? I can appreciate somebody trying something different.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you got
to every now and then. And like, you know, when people like reinvent themselves and make something different, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. You got to give them some credit for trying, unless it's just fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and you know what? On the same subject of that, because, you know, the Disturbed album is out and anybody, or it isn't out yet, and so, you know, people know that. You know, you downloaded it.
I didn't download it.
You didn't? It's not out yet. Oh, you just heard it on YouTube.
Yeah, you can listen to the entire album on YouTube.
I realized when I listened back to our podcast a couple of weeks ago that I sounded like an idiot when we were talking about, like, illegal downloading and all that.
Why?
Well, I don't think that I expressed what I actually feel.
Okay, tell me your feelings.
Well, here's... With music and with DVDs, I mean, you can attest to it that I probably have more DVDs and CDs bought than most people.
I'm catching up, but
I'm not in a pissing contest with you. I'm saying that the average everyday person does not have as many CDs and DVDs as I do.
No,
I buy a lot.
Yeah,
and what I've always my thing with, you know, downloading stuff is, if I download it and I like it, I buy it. And like, I've kind of always had that. And so, I mean, like, I have it fair and square. I've already stole it. But if I liked it, I go back and buy it. If I don't like it, I burn it and keep it for the one song I like. And how I've always thought of that is that, you know, people, it's almost like, you know, a trick. When they put out one song that's awesome and nine songs on an album that suck.
Yeah.
And you buy the album and then you're disappointed and you just have one song that you like and then the rest of the album you can't stand.
Yeah.
And so I've always thought of it as like a try before you buy kind of thing. But, you know, at the same time, I do end up keeping what I try and don't really like. And so, I do agree that it is stealing and that it is wrong, but
I don't
like. Well, I don't know that I wanted to clear up, you know, that I didn't think I sounded the way I wanted to in that. I was like, I don't think that I said that right because, you know, we were in the moment and Jesse was staring at us with his judging eyes. And
Jesse can't judge me. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, well, he's not here to judge us this week.
No, not even a little.
Maybe he quit. I don't know. He hasn't officially said he quit. But
I have a quick question about the whole illegal downloading thing.
Yeah.
Do you remember like a few years ago they came out with those ads about, oh, you wouldn't download a car, or you wouldn't, you know, or beating up and robbing an old lady is the same as, you know, downloading something. I just don't understand that. Whenever I buy a DVD, I put it in the DVD player. I have to sit through ads, commercials. I can't skip through them on half of them.
Yeah.
I can't just go to the main menu. I can't just watch the fucking movie that I want to watch. But I'll tell you this. If you download a movie illegally, guess what you don't have to put up with? Stupid fucking DVD menus. Stupid fucking warnings. Stupid fucking ads you can't go through. None of that shit is on a pirated movie.
Well, yeah, but you're getting the thing for free.
You're getting what you want.
That
you're getting exactly what you want.
Putting ads on something that it's like you know, iPhone apps. You got people that you got free apps that are ad supported, and then you got paid ones. And putting ads on something that you just paid $20 for is kind of bullshit. But that, I mean, you know, essentially, if you're downloading a movie that somebody paid to, you know, produce and all that, and you're not paying anything for it, and you're watching the movie, then I mean, you are, you know, fucking them out of, you know, I
fuck them. They should listen to what consumers want. Nobody ever said, gee, I really hope you could put more previews of shit that's coming out before I can actually watch my movie. Oh, you know what I'd really love to do? Go to the fucking movies, pay 20 fucking bucks for me and my girlfriend, and sit through car commercials and listen
They have those now. Before,
it's fucking
they have
stupid.
Like Pepsi commercials. When you go see a movie, there's like 25... I don't know if you've even realized how many more like trailers and stuff they've pumped into the, and I like watching trailers, they're fun, you know, whatever, and you know, nowadays it's like seeing, you know, 10 3-minute movies because the trailers have gotten so ridiculous, but like there's like 25 minutes worth of advertising before you see a movie.
Exactly. You know what, the moment that I said that
I wanted while we're still on the subject, I wanted to play something that I thought was funny. I just remember.
This is Kid Rock. Special announcement for you. This whole debate on downloading music illegally and stealing it, I guess you will, has just really gone way too far. I mean, there's record companies suing kids, and the kids are right in saying that, you know, you can illegally download my music, steal it, if you will, because I'm, you know, I'm fucking rich. And so how can I bitch about someone downloading a song or two? I really can't. But what I'd like to encourage all of you to do at this point is, I mean, it's true, it's just a song. You know, you take the song, you download it, big deal, right? Listen to this. Let's level the playing field. Steal everything. I mean, if you need a new
Fuck! My internet's slow.
Well, okay, that's enough. He's doing the moral equivalent of saying, like, oh, well, he downloaded a song, he might as well go out and fucking rape and kill people.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Dumbass motherfucking Kid Rock, that dumbass goddamn motherfucker, that white bread piece of shit cracker motherfucker, fuck him. Fuck him in his goddamn little fucking ad. He hasn't put out a decent song since his first fucking album with his goddamn little midget, and he wants to tell me about what's fucking moral? Fuck him.
Wow. You were saying something a little while ago about how you're angrier now than you've ever been.
Yeah.
Well, that was kind of me, you know, suggesting you talk about something. You're looking at me blankly, like.
So talk about what?
Like I was letting you know that you were talking about it. You know that you were talking about it. What were you saying?
Oh, my anger is slowly eating my hairline.
Hold on.
You know how much money Apple and Microsoft have? Go in there, get a new laptop. Grab it and run. New iPod. Steal it. Bill Gates and Steve Jobs. They're billionaires. They're not going to miss a couple iPods and a couple laptops. It's okay. You need a new car? Toyota. Toyota's unbelievable. And it's a foreign car company, so who cares? Go steal a Toyota. Walk on that dealership, hotwire it up, drive it off the lot. Going to need gas to put in that car, right? You know how much money the oil companies make? Pull up to the gas station, fill her up.
Are you more angry now?
A little. Okay. But I knew it was coming.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Number one, downloading a song is about the moral equivalent of, you know, you're walking down the street and you find a dollar on the ground and you pick up the dollar and you put it in your pocket. And you don't, like, look like, hey, I found this dollar. Does anybody need this one fucking dollar? Or maybe you've pulled into a parking space and there's a bright, shiny nickel on the ground. Well, and you're like, oh, wait a minute. Hold on, everybody. Does anybody need this nickel?
Well, I read something the other day that said that when you download a song for a dollar on iTunes,
yep,
like Apple gets like 88 cents of that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, the artist probably gets, what, a nickel? I mean, if that, because...
Well, how much do they make per CD? 25 cents, maybe?
I don't know. I have no idea.
They don't make shit off CDs either.
But, no, but, I mean, you... So, it is stealing. I mean...
Right? Well...
I want you to talk about your anger. Talk about your anger.
What kind of anger?
Well, you were talking about it. It was funny.
But then you went on to something else.
Yeah. You were saying that you're angrier now than you've ever been.
Yeah, I am. Just full of hate and bitterness.
Don't even think about paying the bill. They're not going to miss $30, $40 worth of gas. New pair of jeans. You know what money Tommy Hilfiger has? He's rich, too. Go to your favorite department store, get yourself a new sweatshirt, some new slacks, some new shoes. Just put them on and casually walk out. He's not going to miss it. He's got plenty of money. Don't worry about it.
So you were saying something about you being angrier than you've ever been?
Yeah. Okay, so my anger is eating my hairline, and it makes me also angry. And then I have to hear shit like this.
Saying it's okay to illegally download music, and it's okay to steal anything else you need, too. So go get them. And remember, stay in school and stay off the drug.
Okay, so you were saying something about you being angrier than you've ever been?
Yeah, so,
I don't
when
know
I hear shit,
back, I'm sorry.
I know. I saw it die. So, check this out. Kid Rock, who smoked pot constantly.
Yeah.
Did lots of drugs.
Uh-huh.
Fucked a bunch of seedy fucking women.
Yeah.
Is now telling me that there's slippery slopes in this world. Kid Rock, who has shot heroin probably right into the tip of his dick, is telling me about slippery slopes. Fuck Kid Rock.
Okay, so you were saying about you being angry and
doing something
with your hair.
Yeah, angry.
Do you think your hair and your anger are somehow connected some way?
I think I'm scaring it away.
You're scaring away your hair?
Yeah, like, think of it like, did you ever...
It's around your mouth pretty good, though.
Yeah.
And isn't that where your anger comes from?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's where it seeps from.
Yeah.
I think it's, like, receding downwards. Think of it like my anger is slowly growing. Like, the more experience with anger I get and the more things make me angry. Did you ever watch Dragon Ball Z?
No.
Well, in Dragon Ball Z, when Goku gets angry and wants to fight people...
Goku?
Yeah, he's the main dude. He gets angry at him, and flames and shit, and he gets, like, really angry, and his hair puffs up, and he gets all Super Saiyan. That's what's happening to my anger. I'm becoming the Super Saiyan of anger.
Huh. But what are you specifically angry about?
Well, there's a bunch of shit.
But what is it that's making
particular.
You so angry?
Well, the shit about illegal downloading where I have to hear shit from... You know, musicians and record executives and, you know, jackassery, where I have to hear about what they want to do. And then, at the same time, I would say, okay, well, that's perfectly fine. It's your stuff. You want to control how it's, you know, released, and that's okay. I have a few conditions, though. And these conditions will be met or they won't. And then I won't buy it. But that doesn't mean I won't enjoy it. That just means I won't pay for it. Now, let's say movies. I don't like previews ahead of them. Let me skip them. I can't skip them? Okay, then, well, maybe in the next time your studio releases a movie and I want to watch it, I won't pay you to watch it.
Yeah.
Let's say a video game company does the same thing, where they have something stupid that they put out. Normally, if it's a video game, I just won't fucking, you know, bother with it. But at the same time, when I hear shit like that, and I hear people from Microsoft and Sony, where they say Sony doesn't want you to mod their PlayStation 3s because, oh, well, you can't you know, do what you want to on their system that you legally purchased. You own the system.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to dictate to you what you can and can't do with it. Then it's not really your system anymore, and it's still theirs.
Well, isn't
so
that,
why the fuck are you paying them money for it?
Isn't that, like, to keep, you know, the hardware that they've designed to play the things that you buy for it,
like, no.
pure?
Well, in their eyes, they do it so that in their interests are they don't want you to mod your PlayStation 3.
So that you can burn your own games.
Yeah, so you can burn your own games for
yeah.
it. But another part of it is you can't do home games on it. Like if, let's say somebody, you know, builds a video game, like a freelance video game guy,
mm-hmm.
and he wants to share his video game with people.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that currently with a PlayStation 3 unless you mod it. Because you have to have, you know, the codes for it, and if you don't, then it's not going to play it.
Yeah.
Well, but at the same time,
it's
your PlayStation.
Uh-huh.
You have a PlayStation 3 sitting right fucking there.
Yeah.
Do you own that PlayStation?
Yeah.
So can you do whatever you want to it?
No, because Sony won't let me.
Exactly. So it's not really your PlayStation.
But the thing is, like...
What about your iPhone?
For my own purposes, there's no reason why I would want to mod it.
That doesn't matter if you want to or not.
So
it's that you can't.
Essentially, I can, but, like, I have no reason to. I mean, like, I watch Blu-ray movies on it, and I play video games on it.
Okay.
And you know what? It plays DivX files. If you put a, you know, a USB port in there, it'll play a DivX file. So, I mean, like, that's all I use it for. I have no need for it other than that.
Okay, I have a question. You have an iPhone.
Yeah, they're the worst. As far, but, funny story that's kind of along the lines of what you're talking about. I jailbroke my iPhone just because I was bored.
Yeah.
You just go to, on your phone, I just went to jailbreakme.com, clicked a button, and it did it, and, like, restarted. And I mean, like, I didn't have it plugged into a computer anyway. It just did it. Like, I was sitting at work, and I was bored, and I jailbroke my iPhone just for the fuck of it.
Yep.
I played with it for a couple of days, and there wasn't... The only really cool thing that I could do was change my text message sounds. I mean, that was the only thing that, like, I really found that was cool about it. Everything else is just kind of, okay, who cares? But I brought it home, and I plugged it in to sync some new music onto it, and there was an update. And so I was like, oh, okay, I'll update. And, as it was updating, I checked something to see what the update was.
Oh, yeah.
And it was an update to keep you from being able to jailbreak your iPhone. So, like, I'm sitting there, it's halfway done, and I was like, what happens when you update something to keep you from being able to jailbreak an iPhone that's already jailbroke?
Well, what it does is
it just put it back to normal.
Yeah.
And like, you know, that's fine, because I wasn't really all that impressed with anything you could do with it anyway. But, you know, it was just funny. But, I mean,
At the same time, shouldn't you be able to take that phone to any carrier in the U.S. and just say, I have a phone. I want to use it on your network.
Yeah.
Why can't you? It's your phone. You bought it. That's your fucking phone.
I don't know, Napes. I don't have an answer for you.
But exactly.
AT&T,
so fuck them.
AT&T's awful. I mean, like, you know, I've heard that, you know, people in New York and stuff just have a bitch of a time with AT&T. But even here... I mean, in fucking, like, St. Louis suburbs.
Oh, God, I just went to AT&T.
I switched to it.
The
reception is just shit, man.
I have never had so many fucking drop phone calls.
Oh, yeah.
And calls that just won't... Like, I push the little thing for it to dial the fucking number, and it says it's going through, but it never fucking does.
Yeah.
So I have to turn it off, turn it back on again.
Yeah,
and
no.
Then dial the number again.
I mean, like, this phone has kind of, like, you know, become my, like, lifeline.
Oh, just to
I
let
mean,
you
I
know, back in.
I use it for everything.
Just to let you know, back in Mike's Dad Presents, I think my microphone was off.
What do you mean? Like, before that?
No, like, after. Like, a little bit after it.
You mean you think your microphone was off?
No, my microphone
was
off.
A lot of the podcast?
A good part of it when I started yelling about Kid Rock being a cracker ass motherfucker.
A cracker ass motherfucker?
Yep. See that, like, that big break right there?
No, that's probably Kid Rock.
No, it's like
you mean here?
Yeah.
No, that's when Kid Rock was talking.
Oh.
No,
oh,
you're
well, then never
you're
mind.
Good, brother. You're
yeah, I'm good.
Good. What was I talking about?
You were talking about.
Oh, like I use his phone for everything. I mean, like you know, but as far as like a phone is concerned,
yeah,
worst phone I've ever had.
Yep.
I mean, like as far as dropping phone calls and all that. I mean, I like all the you know technology in it. I like all the apps. I like you know being able to look up YouTube videos while driving down the highway. Even though I shouldn't be doing that, I should be paying attention driving. Yeah. Which, by the way, will be the way I eventually die: texting or putting something into my phone because I'm awful with that. But
well, that's life.
Yeah, that's life in the big city. But as far as a phone goes, it's the worst phone I ever had.
Yep.
Yeah.
And shouldn't you be able to say, AT&T, I don't like your prices. I don't like your call quality. I don't like anything about you. I'm taking my phone and I'm leaving.
I just thought of something.
Yeah.
Shouldn't, like, the horror genre as a whole completely been changed due to cell phones? Well, because if you think about it, any movie that you've ever watched that's like the old slasher movies, like, you know, Jason, yeah, like, chasing after you, you'd just call somebody on your phone and it'd be over.
Yeah, but
I mean, like, you're running around in the woods, where I guess it's one easy fix. You just say, oh, there's no reception out here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never mind.
But then again, that doesn't really happen that often anymore.
Yeah.
Like, it's really hard to find a place without reception anymore, unless you're really fucked up and go to a place. But then again,
but I mean,
most
like
people nowadays, if they say, oh, my phone doesn't get reception out there, I'm not going out there.
But, like, you know in the horror movie, like, when they pick up the phone and they hit the flash a couple times, they're like, oh, my God, they cut the phone line.
Yeah.
I mean, that would never happen again, ever.
Yeah.
So, like, all of those movies would be completely pointless. Unless you said, oh, we don't have any reception. But that would be kind of like a stretch, because, you know, like, how would, you know, the guy coming to kill you keep you from having cell phone reception?
Yeah. Unless they only did it in a place without cell phone reception.
I mean, like, if Rape Dave was coming for you,
yeah,
you could get out your cell phone probably pretty quick and dial 911.
No, not with Rape Dave.
Because Rape Dave has
Rape
super,
Dave,
like,
yeah,
rape speed.
Well, no, he tackles you first and then rapes you. Like,
you don't even know Rape Dave's coming.
Yeah, you don't.
Except there's a wacky guy with a cape running at you at full speed.
And you're like, is that Dragon Force? Boom!
Boom.
Oh, I'm dick in the butt.
I think a good addition to Rape Dave would be like, you know, in Say Anything when John Cusack's, you know, holding up the boombox.
Yep.
You know, like outside the window and playing the Peter Gabriel song, and she's like, oh, yeah, Peter Gabriel, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I love Peter Gabriel, and he's wearing a trench coat. He's so dreamy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
What if Rape Dave held up the boombox playing Dragon Force? Not like it was, like, you know, overdubbed into the film, but like if Rape Dave actually used Dragon Force like as his rape music
oh.
in his own personal life.
Oh, that gave
like
me an
Rape
idea.
Rape Dave just like carried around a boombox and like, you know, he had like an old school tape boombox. He hit the play button and he put that shit down and raped you.
I got an idea.
Okay.
This is how it goes down.
Okay.
You know hiking backpacks that Chris always gets with the fucking steel things in the back?
Yeah.
And you got that little thing and you can strap other shit to it. He
carries around one of those with a boombox?
Yeah, he has this backpack on, and it's got this, like, bungee cord, like, old, like, 1980s boombox to it, playing an old tape cassette that he taped off the radio of Dragon Force. And then, like, the audience hears the Dragon Force, like, over the speakers like it's supposed to, but then during the rape, you only hear the Dragon Force coming out of his boombox.
you get the Dragon Force going.
Yeah, like
but
when
then
he's
like,
putting on the rape costume, like you.
Yeah.
That's when the Dragon Force starts, and then.
But when it's time for the rape.
But when it's time for the rape, it's only Dave's Dragon Force.
Yeah. I like it. I think we need to make the Rape Dave like a YouTube sensation.
Yeah, but when we like. Off sell it to Mexico, it can be Los Lobos instead, because they like Los Lobos.
Los Rape Dave?
Yeah.
Los Rape. Oh, you mean Los Lobos, like, music.
On the mute, yeah. Like,
yeah.
And in every country, like, this will be one of those things, like, people will go around trying to collect all the Rape Dave soundtracks, because each, like, country, you get a different song as he's raping people.
Oh, so, like, but, you know, you'd have music that would go with each demographic.
Yeah.
But that'd be easy enough. Do you think that, like, Rape Dave should have, like, a different name in every country? Like, you know, Rape
No, that's Carlos? That's going too far, and I'm not willing to go there as an artist or as a person, because...
You don't want to, like, you know, take it to that level.
Yeah, we're not, you know... That's kind of bastardizing the idea. I mean... Yeah.
You want to keep Rape Dave pure.
Yeah,
I mean,
Rape Dave is supposed to be Rape Dave.
Yeah, I mean...
He's Rape Dave in Italian. He's Rape Dave in French. He's Rape Dave in Mexican. It doesn't matter.
Los Rape Dave.
No. Los Lobos is just playing on his boombox. Like, that's like a little treat we're giving the fans. But every ending ends in Kodachrome and Dave getting taken out like that fucking RoboCop kid. Just dead. Fucking dead. No question about it. He's a fucking hamburger at the end of that damn movie. Everybody knows it, and he has washed the entire building with AIDS. Just a fine red AIDS mist that's like, oh, well, I guess AIDS is airborne now. Congratulations. Just fire and shit.
Are you ready to get raped by Rape Dave? Aye, aye! Aye, aye!
That's a good song to rape a chick from. you could build a rhythm to this.
With the big... with the big, curly mustache.
Yeah, like, each... Like, we'll have to, like, shoot this whole bunch, but each one gets a different mustache, too.
I think he should have, a big red cape. And, like, he should, like swoosh it around. And, like, walk with authority. Can't you see a guy wearing a red cape with a big mustache walking around with authority to that song and then tackling a bitch and raping her?
I think we can do that. Yeah, that's doable. That's doable. We can do that.
Let's get to work on that.
Yeah, let's greenlight this fucking project.
Yeah. Be looking out on YouTube for Rape Dave, the movie.
Summer 2003.
2003.
Yeah. Like, whoa. See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Hey, it's Napier. Go to wfodicks.blogspot.com. It's our fucking blog. Then, when you're done with that, go to wfodicks.podbean.com. It's our fucking homepage. Want to watch us on fucking Twitter, faggots? Get that Twitter shit together. Go to twitter.com/WFODicks. Fuck. And then comment on our shit, fuck. It's 314-266-WFOD. Or, if you're fucking illiterate, 314-266-9363, you fucking shitballs. Oh yeah, if you don't fucking like this, email me at wfodicks@live.com. Fuck you!